Welcome. So today is the first day of Do What I Want. So this is a podcast where I can discuss whatever I want, anything that I love, and anything that I geek out about or just want to talk about. So we as humans, especially this day and age, where you can spend time or waste it on a plethora of topics. So I wanted to kick things off with something lighthearted and fun. Many of my childhood memories and young life was filled with TV and movies. When I was growing up, though, I did go outside and play. I was into some sports. You know, I would read, play video games, comics, you know, a little bit of a nerdy kid. But, I had lots of friends and would go outside and do all those normal kid things that you should do. Drink from a fire hose and stay out until the streetlights come on. But when you're young, there is more downtime, and that downtime is more frequent before you do full-time adulting. So, and amongst those memories are many of the famous people who made me laugh. So recently, there have been some commemorative videos and material out there to honor those that have passed away, and it got me thinking about who made me laugh the most when I was a kid or when I was younger. So while I'm saddened by the loss of so many great people out there and so many awesome, talented comedians, I wanted to pay a little homage to some funny folk out there, and then honor those that are still around and still making people laugh the way they do. So the list is not exclusive. So for time's sake, because it's my first podcast, I kept the list relatively short and sweet. So let's get her done. First up, Robin Williams. Every year, there is a passing of someone influential in comedy. I feel Robin Williams is the most painful. His depression was awful and dark, as it is for many. But I will always remember the speed of his delivery, the charm he had, the simplicity of his storytelling that brought me to tummy-holding tears in laughter. From Mrs. Doubtfire, Aladdin, Hook, Jumanji, and Good Will Hunting, which he wanted a Best Supporting Actor for, he was diverse as he was funny. To say he will be missed is an understatement. Next up, Bill Murray. If this guy's not on your list, then I don't know what you're doing. A comedian who makes a crowd, even of the stiffest of Hollywood people, laugh out loud? That's Bill. Bill Murray is a legend, and for so many reasons. With Caddyshack, Ghostbusters, Scrooge, Groundhog Day, honestly, the list can go on and on. There is no shortage of laughter with Bill Murray's resume. And he's not stopping. He has two projects on deck for 2019 and more to come. Bill Murray will keep delivering his deadpan expression and mellow hilarity for probably forever. Oh, that's good to know because he's got a direct feed into most people's funny bones. Next, number three, Will Ferrell. He's kind of a big deal. From making Saturday Night Live great again in the 90s to timeless classics such as Step Brothers, Anchorman, The Other Guys, and Elf, he keeps the tears rolling with his childish and immature delivery. With 8 future projects on deck, he is unstoppable. I will make it a point to have a date night and eat after the movie because if I eat before, I'm going to be laughing so hard I don't want to be in the theater for what could happen after. He is that funny. So definitely a fan of Mr. Will Ferrell. Number four is John Candy. So as a Canadian, I don't feel like it would be a very good list if I didn't have one of many fellow Canadians on this list. So John Candy had that good-hearted yet goofy comedy, which I think is still missed today. He had appeared in many films from Saturday Night Live or even with the Saturday Night Live alumni. He built great friendships and movies. It's kind of hard not to see. Everybody loved John Candy. So his movies were including Uncle Buck, Spaceballs, Stripes, and a cameo in Home Alone. He was part of some family classics that I have watched over and over again, Uncle Buck being one of them. We probably could all use a little dose of John Candy right about now. Number five, another Canadian, Jim Carrey. So this man is the man of a thousand faces. He could contort his face as well as his body. He's hyper mobile, super flexible. On top of his entire armory of voices, impressions, and characters, it drove him to be one of the highest paid actors of all time. He was the first actor ever to earn a $20 million paycheck. Not too bad for a high school dropout. I'm not kidding. He dropped out of high school when he was 16. His movies from the last 20 years are as much of a classic as any other. Ace Ventura, Dumb and Dumber, Liar Liar, and then you get more serious with Man on the Moon, which was still comedic genius and is a solid place on my list. I remember seeing The Mask 3 times in the theater. A lot of people at the time thought, it's just another cheesy Jim Carrey movie. But I loved it so much, I saw it 3 times. So no matter how serious a role he got into after his comedic career, he still makes me smile with his old stuff. And then my last on the list is actually a big time throwback. Carol Burnett. I used to watch Carol Burnett when I was growing up. Watch the Carol Burnett show. And even though that show was on before I was born, actually it was canceled the year after I was born and the show finished up, I found I was laughing so hard that my parents would come to check on me to see what I was doing. The show was filled with outtakes. Tim Conway was on the show and he's unbelievably hilarious. And it was just chock full of great storytelling, goofiness, and a lot of candid moments. So I didn't really follow Carol Burnett's career much after that. And she's been working like crazy. She has not stopped. She took a little bit of a lull, but she's in tons of material nowadays. So that show in particular has always stood out as being one of my favorite shows when I was younger. So that is the list. It is not exclusive. However, I'm going to throw a few honorable mentions out there that are always on my list because these people are just amongst some of the funniest. So Mike Myers, Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, John Cleese, Mel Brooks, Chris Farley, Leslie Nielsen, Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Eddie Murphy, Adam Sandler, Ronnie Dangerfield. Honestly, I could go on for hours. If you look up the 100 most funniest people of all time, you're going to be looking at a list of unbelievable genius, but then also you're going to be reminiscing while looking at this list. So that's it for me for today. Thank you for listening, and please join me in the future for something completely different. See what I did there?